Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors Studio is mobile today for the first time ever in South Bend, Indiana, the home of Notre Dame University, or the University of Notre Dame, to be more accurate. The Golden Dome, literally just down the street. Penn State will play Notre Dame tomorrow in the round of 16, the second round of the NIT. That'll be at noon tomorrow, 11:30 the airtime on News Radio 1070 WKOK, streaming live on WKOK.com, and, of course, on the Penn State Sports Network as you travel around. And two teams very, very similar. There's one area, though, that at least somewhat concerning going in, and that is two injured players. One, Bonzi Colson, he's back for Notre Dame after missing 15 games this season. He's back, but Mike Watkins will not be back. So Notre Dame got back its injured player. Penn State did not. But you have to find other ways to win. There, Notre Dame is a low possession team, and I don't think there's a reason for that. I mean, there's no real reason. They're not trying to slow the game down, and they're a low fouling team. They only average like 12.8 fouls, personal fouls a game. They don't get you into. But the quarter thing may change that up a little bit. They also didn't have a crowd here the other night, and the students are on break this week. They are not here. So we'll see how it plays out tomorrow at noon. 11:30 will be the airtime. All right. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. You want to watch the NCAA basketball tournament, the NCAA wrestling championships, you want to go and visit friends to do this or have friends over, or just want to watch in the comfort of your own living room. Make sure you're fully stocked and do it tonight. There's going to be a lot going on this weekend. So you want to be able to relax with the cold weather and just say, you know what, I'd like to get the best selection of beer. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Maybe you like wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. The bags are right there at the register. And the pickle bar altogether now is indeed second to none, led by the barrels and the dills. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And the Sunbury Motors Studios mobile today here in South Bend. Sunbury Motors, the great people at Sunbury Motors. Boy, we're getting springs next week, man. It's great to hit spring and have a brand new car, isn't it? And you might as well deal with the best. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Now, even though wrestling and basketball are taking center stage right now, our play-by-play call of the day is hockey.
Dumoulin cross ice for Letang. Letang just inside the line, back over for Dumoulin. Snaps one off the body of Hagelin in the high slot. He'll turn and fire one towards the net. Deflection, score! And atop the crease, it's Patrick Hornquist, and the Penguins have the lead.
Hornquist and Gino Malkin scored down the stretch, and the Pens beat the Montreal Canadiens last night 5-3 on our play-by-play call of the day. All right. Great to have you with us on the show today. Chad Hershberger running the show with Sean out the last 3 days. We've asked Alexa where the suit is, and not even Alexa can't find him.
He has been helpful, though.
Oh,
he helped me with some issues we were having getting you connected. So he's, I hate to say it, but he's my hero today.
That can be treated. All right. So Kevin is a wizard when it comes to this stuff. He is a wizard when it comes to it. Look, Kevin does a great job. He is a great play-by-play guy. He is a wizard when it comes to how all of this works. I mean, he's done this many times for us, and he's a good friend. So, you know, you guys will hear me kid around about the Sioux kid around. It's just kidding around for the sake of kidding around. He's the first one to tell you that we're kidding around, and it's just to have some fun on the show. That's all. Okay? Think the world of him. Okay. So let's get everybody up to date on let's go wrestling first. Obviously, there's a lot of wrestling fans in the area. Penn State had a mixed bag today at the NCAAs. Yes, they got five into the semifinals, which is a big accomplishment. Ohio State got six to the semifinals. Michigan got five to the semifinals. So Penn State got their five in, the ones you expect. But you know what the interesting part about it was? Is Penn State got five into the quarterfinals, but I think three of the five did not get bonus points. Now, I only mention that not as a criticism. I only mention that because that is, in the end, when you have so many quality wrestlers, which ones can get you bonus points on top of the wins that can make a difference in the team race. So they won. Huge accomplishment. It just turned out they didn't get bonus points today. Not a lot of them did. But Zane Rutherford marches on, four-time All-American. Bo Nickel marches on. Jason Nolf marches on. Mark Hall marches on. Vincenzo Joseph marches on. So the five defending champions all made the semifinals. But Keener Lawson is out of the tournament at 133. Now, there wasn't a lot of hope that he would do well, with all due respect to him. I mean, a hardworking senior, but he's out. Nick Lee is still alive in the consolation, so he's been winning today. Big plus. But Shakur Rashid lost at 197. And Nick Neville's lost at heavyweight. So they're both going to have to wrestle back along with Nick Lee. Ohio State got six in, and in the team race right now, Ohio State has 80.5 points, and Penn State has 67. So Ohio State expanded its lead in the quarterfinal session today. So that's where that stands, and Penn State has five semifinalists, and Ohio State has six. Michigan has five as well. And I think Michigan stands in third place in this thing right now. And Iowa's fourth. NC State's fifth. Now for basketball and the NCAA tournament. The big one today is Marshall beat Wichita State 81-75. So Wichita State, the four seed, is out. And a big win for Marshall today. The Thundering Herd advance. And they played really well. They played really well in this one. So they win 81-75. You know, I watched Temple the other night score 57 against Penn State. You know, Temple scored 81 against Wichita State last Friday. That should have been a tip-off about something, because I know Dick Girardi and I talked about that, and neither one of us liked. I mean, we both thought they'd beat Marshall today, but neither one of us liked this team going. I did not like this team going forward, to be frank with you. But they won, and a great win for them to advance by beating Wichita State 81-75 today. So Marshall moves on. I know that D'Antoni, his brother, is coaching them, and they've been great. They have been a huge win for them. All right, let's get to the rest of the scores now. That's obviously the big one today. Among those that had the early upsets. Other scores. Let's see. North Carolina leads Lipscomb 53-42. 16 minutes to go in the game. At the half, remember, Arkansas fell behind 21-5. They've battled back now. Butler leads Arkansas 36-31 at the half. Earlier today, Texas A&M was impressive. I'll tell you, Robert Williams, I saw him play twice in person this year. And everyone's talking about him being an NBA player. When I saw him in Brooklyn, I said, that is an NBA player. He's got an NBA body, an NBA game, and he played an NBA-type game today. He looked great. Texas A&M beat Providence 73-69. Purdue. I thought Michigan looked rusty last night. Ohio State took so many threes yesterday that in some ways they were kind of like, eh. But Purdue had no problem with rust today. I mean, they blew out Fullerton 74-48. That was easy. Cincinnati beat Georgia State 68-53. Again, suffocating Cincinnati defense beat Georgia State 68-53. Tonight, Murray State, West Virginia. Texas against Nevada. Kansas State against Creighton, Bucknell, and Michigan State, 6:30 the airtime with Doug Birdsong from the Little Caesars Center in Detroit at 6:30 tonight on Eagle 107. Xavier, Texas Southern play this evening. By the way, if you want to watch on TV, Bucknell's on CBS tonight. College of Charleston and Auburn, UMBC and Virginia. TCU, Syracuse, Florida State, Missouri, and New Mexico State and Clemson this evening. Very quickly, I want to talk just very quickly. You're going to hear the expression pack line defense when it comes to Virginia. So you're going to hear it. Let me quickly explain what it is. Because obviously I've seen it before. I saw it when Penn State played at Virginia a few years ago when Tony Bennett was the coach. Penn State won the game. I saw it, obviously, when Tony's dad, Dick Bennett, was coaching Wisconsin because it's Dick Bennett that taught it to his son. He's always played the pack line defense. Here's what the pack line defense means. The three-point line in the NCAA, not in the NIT, but in the NCAA, is 20 feet 9 inches. What they do in the pack line is that they draw an imaginary line of 16 feet. Okay, 16 feet. So that gives them about 4 feet between a perimeter player and a Virginia player. When the ball is swung, like say to, and you're playing man-to-man concepts here, right? When the ball is swung to the wing, and it's your man that gets the ball, okay, you're the one that juts out and you get right in their grill. Okay, so you close out on that 4 feet right in their grill. But the other four don't. They still hover in the pack, even if everybody's on the perimeter, because if the ball then goes, quote, to their man, they go out. What they try to do is they try to create a funnel where they funnel you to the pack, and then you can't make a pass. Or if you do, there's a chance of a block shot. Or if you do, the ball gets knocked away and there's a steal. And it does, you know, I mean, it becomes suffocating because essentially what you have is a person with the ball with somebody in their grill. And even if you move it around, boom, the second you move it to the corner, okay, I just was out on the wing with my guy. He let go of the ball. I'm now sloughing off back into the pack again. I'm only moving back 4 feet because remember, the line, imaginary line, is 16 feet. So I'm only moving back four, right? Give just enough room. My guy gets the ball back. Boom. I'm right out there in the grill, and the guy in the corner sloughs back off a bit off 4 feet. Same thing to create the pack. That's the pack line defense. Right? That's what it is. You know, take an imaginary 16-foot arc around the lane, and everything inside that 16-foot arc, you'll find Virginia players until the ball goes to the outside, and you'll find that, boom, right away, they've got somebody in their grill disrupting while the pack still maintains. And the idea is they try to funnel you into trouble. And if you hit shots, you hit shots. They give you credit for hitting shots. You hit the shot, you hit the shot. So you'll hear the expression a lot. Essentially, that's what it is. Anything to be of help. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment from South Bend as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet.
It's the place where you and your honey had date night. It's where you curled up with a blanket and cup of coffee on a cold, lazy morning. It's the place that became your bed when you had the flu. It's the place where your kids jumped up and down on Christmas morning. It's the family meeting place. And from time to time, it's even the dinner table. Well, sort of. It's not just a sofa. Think about how many family memories are tied to it. At Schimock's Furniture in Coltmont, we understand that it's not just a piece of furniture. It's your comfort place, your get-away-from-it-all spot, and a place you make happy memories that last a lifetime. At Schimock's Furniture, you'll find the quality sofas that will lead to hundreds of memories that have yet to be made. They'll take the time to talk with you to find out exactly what you want. And with over 100 years of service to the area, they have the experience to guide you to the perfect addition to your home. So when you want to find the one piece of furniture your whole family will use for years, bring your family to Schimock's Furniture on Route 61 in Coltmont. You'll personally experience how at Schimock's Furniture we sell happiness and see why they were voted Reader's Choice for Best Furniture Store.
All right. Welcome back to the show here in South Bend. Penn State will play tomorrow when Penn State takes on Notre Dame here tomorrow at it's the Joyce Athletic Center. It's across the street from the football stadium. But they now, through naming rights, it's called Purcell Pavilion. I will give them, I'll say this, when you look at the facilities here, Notre Dame's football stadium is 80,000. And remember, for years it used to be 59,075. Forever and ever and ever, 59,075. Well, now it's about 80,000. And it was 80,000 the last time Penn State played in there. You know, Jack and I went in there and did that game in 2006. And it's 80,000. Their basketball arena is 9,000, like 9,500. They actually, in terms of numbers, I think they have it right. Now, I know Penn State has 106,000-107,000 seats. I think it's 106,272 or some number like that officially. And, look, Penn State needs to draw at least 95,000 a game to really help the profit margin needed to run a 31-sport athletic department. But in terms of, and I'm talking just about, you know, ticket availability, things like that, well, I think you're going to find, as time goes, arenas and stadiums getting smaller. You know, you talk about, you know, Cameron Indoor is only 9,000. That's perfect for Duke. There's a demand. They have a demand for tickets. Now you go over to the Dean Dome. Dean Dome's 20,000, right? 8 miles away. Again, there's the demand there. But I think as time goes with, you know, with flat screen TVs, devices, things like that, I'm going to wonder, like, I'm talking about new stadiums being built. I'm not talking about downsizing places. But new stadiums being built, I wouldn't doubt that you start to see some of these places, NFL, NBA, whatever, be a little more restricted in terms of numbers. Notre Dame, 80,000-seat stadium. Now, I expanded that. Again, they added 21,000 seats to the football stadium, I don't know, what, 15 years ago, whatever it was. And the basketball arena is 9,000. Well, so you get a big, you know, packed house in there. It looks great, feels great, sounds great. Now, they only had 2,100 here the other day for the NIT game. The students are not here, by the way. The students are not here on campus. They are on spring break. The women's tournament's tonight, so Penn State cannot get in there tonight to practice. The two women's games are going on. They are going to practice here tonight, do a walkthrough, but they're going to do it at the practice gym on campus. And then they'll play tomorrow at noon, and 11:30 will be the airtime here at WKOK, streaming live at WKOK.com and on the Penn State Sports Network. Let's see. I know, Chad, you got the treat of my brother calling in.
Yes, can't wait.
For the final half hour. He's already given me his picks for the Final Four, and all of his teams are still alive, by the way, I'd like to point out. But, when it comes to what universities are doing and what the NCAA is doing when it comes to student-athletes, I think you have to come up with some common-sense, innovative ways you know, borrow on past ideas to do this. Examine it. Now, again, you always have to look at, and how many times you heard me use this expression, always look at the unintended consequences. So that's why you have to be careful what you do. But I think it's worth examining allowing compensation for likeness. TV commercial, radio commercial, newspaper ad, autograph show, being allowed to having a likeness used in a video game. I mean, explore that as a possibility. And I think they need to talk with the leagues. I don't even know if you even have to talk to the league, but talk with the leagues about, hey, look, that we're going to let a player come back to school if they don't like that they either weren't picked or where they were picked. But then the leagues can retain the signing rights for a year.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
News Radio 1070 WKOK invites you to try a brand new place with Restaurant Week 2018 from March 16th through the 24th. This is your chance to enjoy exclusive specials and deals at 28 dining establishments in Columbia and Montour counties, including Mickey's Restaurant, Nickel Plate Bar and Grill, Shade Mountain Winery, OYP Danville, the Old Forge Brewing Company, and the Pine Barn Inn. For details, menus, specials, and a lot more information, go to WKOK.com and click the link for Restaurant Week.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And the Sunbury Motor Studio is mobile today in South Bend, Indiana. Penn State will take on Notre Dame tomorrow in the second round of the NIT at noon tomorrow. We're on beginning at 11:30. Here on WKOK and streaming live on WKOK.com. And, of course, the Penn State Sports Network. If you want to watch it tomorrow, by the way, it's on ESPN. Notre Dame won the opener over Hampton. Penn State won its opener over Temple. And so on to the round of 16. The two go, and they meet tomorrow at noon. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is indeed second to none, led by the barrels and the dills. Stock up for the weekend. You're going to be watching basketball. You're going to be watching wrestling. Go to Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. And I'm in the mobile Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Care, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And sitting here in the hotel room, after scrolling all the way through, the game I want to watch is Arkansas and Butler. Why? Because looks like a pretty good game. But guess what the hotel doesn't have? True TV! I only watch True TV once a year. It's this week. I can't tell you any show that's on True TV. Okay? Any show. Right? Well, they don't have it here in the hotel room. Yes, they got TNT, they got TBS and CBS, so I'm okay there. So I'll just watch another game. But the game I wanted to watch, can't watch it. Hotel, no True TV. They got 82 channels, no True TV. They've got the Travel Channel. But I don't need that. I already travel. I already know where everything is. Let's bring in the great one himself, who sent me his Final Four while in between plowing out from Nor'easters. That is my beloved brother.
How's it going?
It's going fine.
So we're going to make it to New York City again, huh?
Got to win two more games. If they do, then... If they do, then it's back to the Marriott Marquis.
I'm bringing my wife.
Great.
So we're going to have to fudge how we do that.
So. Okay, we'll have to,
You've
got to
get me a room. No.
Okay.
We'll figure it out. But got to go. Can't miss. So how's Notre Dame? They're not that. Notre Dame struggled this year.
Yeah, they lost Colson for 15 games. That hurt. They got Colson back now. Colson's a good player. I do not think he's an NBA player, but I think he's going to make a lot of money when he goes to Europe. A good inside-out 6'6 player, hard nose, all-effort guy. I really like him. Pfluger, Rex Pfluger, is a glue guy to what they do. He's not a star, but he makes plays for them, helps out. Gebben, the big kid from Lithuania, is very, very good. He's very 6'10", and he's very, very good. He moves, he shoots. Excellent free throw shooter. So he's not one of those guys you look at a 6'10 guy and say, I think I'll foul him. Nah, he's an 80-plus percent free throw shooter. TJ Gibbs, the sophomore guard. Now, that's an older team, too. I mean, Gavin's a junior. Colson's a senior. Pfluger is a junior. Actually, Gebben's a senior. Gebben's a senior. Colson's a senior. Pfluger's a junior. Matt Farrell, I'll get to him in a second. He's a senior. Gibbs is a sophomore. He's the baby of the group. He's a really good offensive player. Very good.
Oh, you've been doing your homework, huh?
Oh, no, I do that homework in every game.
Well, and I know. Farrell, I mean, you got it down, Pat.
Farrell, last year Villanova played Notre Dame in the first game of a doubleheader. The second game was Penn State and Pitt. So I saw Notre Dame in person against Villanova last year.
Yeah.
And I walked out of it was at the Prudential Center, Newark, where the Devils play. And I walked out of there, and my thought was, wow, Farrell, the point guard, right, is just a terrific college point guard. He is a terrific college point guard. Effort guy, makes good decisions. When he wants to shoot, he's a good shooter. He's a good free throw shooter, knows how to close out games. He's a good player. But they don't have a lot of depth. Mooney's their best player off the bench. Penn State, of course, will not have Mike Watkins tomorrow. If they have Watkins, I think Penn State's the favorite in the game. Without Watkins now, you know, Notre Dame is, I think, a 4.5-point favorite. That's probably right. You know,
so
close, close.
Being a stout fan who watches and listens here and there, I'm not huge basketball fan. Everything you just said about Notre Dame, why aren't they in the big dance?
Well, because, in my opinion, now, you know, and this is old news now because they've already picked.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, last year when they picked, you know, and I don't know if Chad remembers that. Chad may not have been on with us when I was doing this. I really had no complaints at all about anybody they picked last year. And I even said so on the air. I said, you might be able to nitpick this one or nitpick that one. Okay? So, and I only say that as a reference. In other words, this is not a show where you complain just to complain because complaining draws people to listening. I don't believe in that at all. That's garbage. So if I think that they, for the most part, got it right, I'll say flat out, you know what, for the most part, based on what I saw, I think they got it right. Which then, because then when you get to a point when you see this and you tell everybody you think they got it wrong, you always want to remind people that last year you said, hey, I thought they got it right. That way, when you're talking about when you think they got it wrong, people don't say, well, he always says that.
Right. Right?
You want to remind people that you didn't. And, and so this year, to me, Syracuse should not have been in. Arizona State should not have been in. Oklahoma should not have been in. And I don't think Texas should have been in. I don't think any of those teams should have been in. And what was interesting is that you hear with Syracuse beat Arizona State the other night. Well, that shows they should have been in. No, I didn't think either team should be in, so that shows me nothing. It just shows me that one of the two that I didn't think was going to be in was going to advance. They played each other.
Someone's got to win.
Right. Somebody has to win. Right.
Yeah.
So but what do you hear on shows the next day? Oh, see, that shows Syracuse should be in. Will you pay attention? Pay attention. Right? I mean, that's what analysis is too simplistic. I'm telling you right now, I'll give you an example. Nebraska, Penn State. if you switch off names and you give and you put the name Syracuse in place of Nebraska on Nebraska's season, they're in the tournament.
Right.
I'm telling you that they did this brand name thing and they put brand name schools in there because they think it draws people to watching the games.
Yeah.
Right at the bottom of the bracket. I mean, there's certain ones you can't avoid having in. But at the bottom of the bracket, I'm telling you, in my opinion, they did that. They did a very poor job with it this year at the bottom of the bracket. Right? They're talking about strength. And the problem I have is, above all, is that they took the first third of the season and put exponentially more emphasis on the first third of the season than the last two-thirds of the season.
Yeah, they said they were going to do that.
And they're wrong. Okay? A season's a season. I mean, Oklahoma
right.
lost to Rhode Island the other day. That means Oklahoma went 4-12 in its last 16 games.
Right.
Arizona State lost the other night. That means they went 8-12 in their last 20 games. Syracuse won the other night. Okay? Syracuse is now 8-11 in its last 19 games. By winning. They're 8-11 now in their last. Okay? I don't know what I'm looking at. Notre Dame at least came down the stretch, played really well once they got Colson back. You know, with Penn State, and you know Penn State is their last 14 games? 9-5.
Yeah. I mean, that and you're 100% right, except Notre Dame is definitely a draw.
Well, Notre Dame's a draw, and Davidson allegedly knocked them out. But Notre Dame should have been easily into the field.
Right.
I thought Charles Barkley hit it right, of all people, Charles Barkley hit it right on the nose Sunday when he looked at Bruce Rasmussen. And I've talked with Bruce Rasmussen. I've talked to him face-to-face on two different occasions over the last 3 weeks. Okay? Because he's been to Penn State games. And he said to Bruce Rasmussen, he said, you said Oklahoma was safely in the field. He says, they're 4-11 their last 15 games. What were they before they started? A number one seed?
That's funny. Yeah.
And the look on Bruce's face was,
Well, it boils down to this. They're very similar to the NFL right now. They're not drawing the way they drew before. And they're, what was that, the show, the big show, the Name the Brackets? They were 20% down in their ratings. I mean, and part of it's because of an old Tiger Woods was playing well, you know?
Right.
So,
sure.
How important is one man to one sport than Tiger Woods is to golf? That is
exactly.
Just fascinating that this one man can just bring their ratings out of the, you know, off the charts. He's just one guy just playing golf, and he changes the entire sport of golf.
He walked out there, was great last week, and the ratings for the golf tournament last week, the ratings for the selection show was 2.1.
Yeah. The golf killed it.
Golf was 5.6.
Yep.
By the way, a slice of news for everybody quickly here. Purdue won big today, but suffered a huge blow. Isaac Haas, the 7-2 center, fractured elbow, out for the rest of the tournament.
Oh, no.
So that means that means Matt Harms, the 7-3 redshirt freshman from the Netherlands, is going to have to step into that spot.
I picked Purdue to go a long way. I picked Purdue and Michigan because of their size. That's just that. But without that kid, they're going to have some trouble.
Haas may be the largest human being I've ever seen.
I believe it. On TV, he's just a monster. I was stunned at how big Michigan and Purdue are. They're just huge teams.
Well, Haas fractured his elbow when he fell down. Happened midway through the second half. And x-rays revealed he had a fracture in the elbow. He's going to need surgery. He had 9 points, 10 boards in the opening round win today.
That's just horrible. It was hilarious watching that woman, the sideline reporter, interview him after the game. What's her name? Tracy something.
Tracy Wilson.
Up to his belt buckle.
Well, Tracy's
she
not
had
very
to reach
tall.
With everything she right. had just to right. put the microphone in his face.
Tracy's not very tall, so, I mean, to start with. And Isaac Haas is 7'2". He would dwarf anybody, so.
Oh, I know. It was just funny. She was just looking up at him like she was looking at the Empire State Building. It was funny.
Well, he's equivalent to that size.
Yeah. He is huge, but what a shame. That's part of sport, injuries.
Yeah, I mean, Harms, who is a shot blocker because he's got very long arms.
Well, he's a good player, too.
Is mobile, but to be honest with you, as the season went, you can tell it was his first season playing. Mm-hmm. He doesn't quite have his legs like he did before. Now, Purdue, like all the other Big Ten teams, had so much time off. I mean, I think you saw Michigan was really rusty last night. Penn State was rusty. Nebraska and the NIT, they were rusty. I expect Penn State to play better tomorrow because now they played. You're back to playing and practicing like you normally do. But the time off, we'll see how Michigan State plays against Bucknell tonight. That was always the issue going there. Well, of course, Bucknell's like, what, 5 miles from the radio station. So we'll and Doug Birdsong will have the game for you in Eagle 107 tonight at 6:30. So did you finally dig out?
Well, honestly, it wasn't that bad right here. You know the Connecticut River. And the Connecticut River runs right through the heart of Connecticut, straight down, right down to the ocean. Yeah. And we're only, I mean, where we are, we're half a mile from the Connecticut River. The Connecticut River Valley, the band of snow didn't cross it. And there were two bands of snow, one on the east and one on the west. We got 4 inches here. We were waiting all day for the big boom. Yeah. I mean, Enfield got a foot. Yeah. That's what I mean. It just scraped the edge of us. I mean, I was like, what the heck is going on? Where's the snow? You know, I sent my crew home. I didn't, because we were supposed to, but I mean, 10 miles from here got 14 inches. You know, we escaped it. I mean, I had to plow and everything, but it wasn't anything, you know, like, oh my God, what are we going to do? But we got another one coming Tuesday, so.
Yeah, no, it's supposed to hit State College, too.
Yeah.
So we'll see about that. And, you know, like I said, I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to be there or not. It depends on tomorrow as to whether I'm in town or not. And Tuesday is also. I hope not either. But Tuesday is also Pro Day. That's going to draw a huge crowd of coaches. Penn State's Pro Day coming. Oh, yeah. Every university has its own combine. Players going to the draft.
Yep.
So you're going to get I already know Kim Jones already told me she's coming in for it. I know Tom Bradley is coming back. Now he's his Steelers assistant coach in the defensive backfield. He's going to be back to be there. I think Mike Mayock might show because it's close enough to Philadelphia because Mike lives down in the Philly area.
Yep.
I wouldn't doubt that he's around for it because, look, I don't think – like, let's be honest, I don't think Barkley's going to do anything. I mean, you know, he's there. I've never run 4.4 in my life. I mean, my advice to Saquon would be this. I'd say, Say, okay, that's the last 40 you have to run in your life. I wouldn't worry.
Yeah.
He's
got nothing to show them.
Nothing. Zero.
This would be more for the guy that, you know.
Right.
It's kind of obscure. Nobody really knows much about him yet.
Brendan Mann, for example, the offensive guard, didn't go to the combine. This will be important for him. Christian Campbell, I think the Pro Day will be important for him because he did well down at the Senior Bowl, did very well. But with a slight tweak of his back, he did nothing at the combine. He was invited to the combine. Well, now he's had a couple of weeks to heal up a bit. It would not hurt him if he were able to work out and show everybody he's physically ready to go in the draft, because a lot of people think Campbell is a guy that is absolutely going to be picked because of his length and athleticism at corner. Those are the guys, I think, where it's going to help them
right
going out and going through pro day. So,
wow, that's a huge day. Big day for a young man.
Oh, it's a huge day. Penn State's got a lot of prospects. Kabinda.
Yeah.
Kabinda should run. Kabinda needs to run. He didn't run at the combine. Kabinda, Haley, Apke, who turned in a 4.34 and blew away Deion Sanders, Campbell, Kabinda, man will work out. I don't know how much more Mike Gesicki has to do, and I don't know how much more Deshaun Hamilton has to do. I think right. Hamilton's put himself in a really good spot, and I think Kosicki's put himself in a spot where he might be a late first-round pick.
Tight end's a big deal in the NFL today.
Well, and I was on a show in Denver, I think the Broncos Radio Network flagship station,
yep.
And they wanted to ask me, and of course they asked me about Saquon, and I talked about everything, where he's how dedicated he is and where he's really improved himself. I mean, he's become a much better blocker. He's a terrific receiver now. And then they asked me about Gesicki, and I said, look, you guys know this firsthand. I said, you were in the same division for years with Antonio Gates and for a couple years with Tony Gonzalez when he was with Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so you guys know what it's like. And Jimmy Graham falls into this category, too. It's just he's not in the same division as the Broncos. And I said, Antonio Gates and Tony Gonzalez both have something in common in college. I said, well, neither one of them played football against Penn State. They both played basketball against Penn State. I said, I did Antonio Gates' last game in the NIT. They played Penn State when he was at Kent State at the Jordan Center.
Wow.
And I said, this is what you're seeing a trend is now in the NFL. They're looking at tight ends who have basketball experience. And Mike Gesicki is the two-time New Jersey Player of the Year in basketball. And you can see the way Mike plays. He uses his body and rebound position in certain elements that make him a really tough guard. And when you're a 4.5, 4.40 guy, which he is, that means you're too fast for a linebacker, and at 6'6", you're too tall for a safety. You are a tough matchup.
Yep. Where do you think he'll go?
My first thought was New Orleans.
Really?
Yeah.
Put him with Drew Brees. I wonder if the Pats would look at him.
Yeah, the one area that Mike has to be better at, and Mike will be the first to tell you this, Mike has to be a better blocker. I mean, simple as that.
Patriots offense, you got to block.
Yeah, you have to be able to block in that spot. Yeah. Now, teams may draft a guy like Mike. Devin Funchess with the Carolina Panthers is a good example. He initially started out at Michigan as a tight end, and eventually he got moved out to wide receiver. Mike's the kind of guy that could be a slot guy for you. I mean, he could be a very good slot guy, and believe me, if something had not happened to Ryan Shazier, and of course Shazier is going to miss the entire season coming up at minimum, I think Mike Gesicki, if the roster had stayed stable for the Steelers, would have been a perfect first-round pick for Pittsburgh, because they need a tight end that can make offensive plays for you in second and third down situations.
Don't they have Jesse James?
They do, but Gesicki as a receiver is a better receiver than Jesse is. Jesse's a better blocker. There's no getting around. Jesse's a better blocker, a more physical player, and Jesse helps them a lot. But Gesicki is a cut above as a receiver when it comes to playing the offensive game.
Hmm. Should be interesting.
Well, that's because, remember, the Steelers picked up Vance McDonald from the 49ers, and down the stretch, McDonald played more than James because they were looking for that type of tight end receiver in their offense.
Right.
But McDonald has a history of too many injuries. It's one thing, knock on wood, Mike has not had a lot of injuries in his career. Very rare.
He's a tough kid, and he took some raps.
Yeah.
I mean, big bodies take big raps when they catch the ball in the NFL. A lot to hit.
That, and, that's why you're wondering about what's going to happen with Gronk, because he has taken a lot of big-time hits.
Oh, yeah. He's a perfect example. I mean, he's a big, strong guy, but he's easy to hit. There's a lot to hit, you know. That's why short running backs like Barkley are very effective. Emmitt Smith, you know. They're small, they're strong, and there's not a lot to hit.
No.
Big body. Who was that guy for the Giants?
Brandon Jacobs.
Oh, yeah. He took some wallops, man.
Yeah.
Because he was so big, you know. I mean, he made you pay, but in the NFL, people will hit you.
They will, and they will do it at incredible speed.
Yep. So.
Hey, have a great weekend.
You too. Have a safe trip. Good luck. We'll be
watching. We'll be here to Miami. We're already here. In beautiful Mishawaka.
Have fun.
Thanks. Bye. See you, Kev.
Yep.
All right. Bye. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up for the weekend now. And we're at the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. On News Radio 1070 WKOK.